Joining us, though, for a few minutes, a few remaining moments of the program from the Mercatus Center. Here is, would be, actually, it's Mercatus, excuse me, at George Mason University. He's with the State and Local Policy Project, and Adam Millsap is the Research Director of SAME, and he's here for a few minutes this morning. I don't know this is necessary. If it was cost of living and we were number 50, I suppose that'd be a good thing, but if, yeah, unfortunately, that's not the metric being used. That's not what's being measured here. What did you guys find?
So this study, well, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad.
This study, so what we looked at the fiscal health of the 50 states, and we added Puerto Rico this year, so this is the second year of doing this study. So basically, we're just trying to give, you know, the general public an idea of the fiscal health of their states, or how well they're doing from an accounting sense, so revenues, debt, that sort of thing. And like you said, unfortunately, this year, Connecticut came in 50th, only in front of Puerto Rico.
Well, I want to thank you for putting...
They're doing very well.
I want to thank you, Adam, for putting in Puerto Rico, because at least, you know, we didn't finish last. So that is a good thing. So is there an over... What are some of the factors that come into play here? Is it, for example, debt? Is it cash on hand? What are some of the things that come into this?
So both of those things definitely play a role, and Connecticut actually did fairly poorly on all of them, unfortunately. So cash on hand is a big one, so that helps you make sure that states can pay their short-term bills. They have money on hand in case there's like a downturn in the economy or something like that. They won't have to raise taxes or cut spending. So Connecticut doesn't really have enough cash on hand. In this particular year, we looked at for the data, they also ran a deficit for the budget, so that didn't help their score. And they also have longer-term issues, too. Their long-term liabilities per person are 3 times the national average, and they have some pension issues as well.
Okay, I'm looking at the let's look at the bottom couple here. Illinois, we know about that. New Jersey, no surprise there. Massachusetts kind of surprises me. Is there a certain something that's contributing to that? Because we get hurt up in the Bay State. What's going on?
So Massachusetts also has some pension issues that are coming to the forefront, and then some short-term budget issues too, which kind of impacted their score as well. They're also kind of running into the same problems as some of these other states that you see there in the bottom.
You know, and okay, so explain to me, and I'm looking at the top 10 now, the ones that are in the best shape. We have Alaska, Nebraska, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Florida, Utah, Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, Omaha, Oklahoma. I've been there. Number 8, number 9 is Tennessee, and number 10 is Montana. So what do they have in common? Is there something they're doing right that we are not?
There's a lot of differences amongst the top states. So Alaska and North Dakota, for example, they have a lot of cash on hand, which was heavily weighted in this particular study, since it's something that is harder to change in the short term. And so Alaska and North Dakota both have natural resource funds that they use for taxing like oil companies and stuff that extract energy from those states. And so that allows them to accumulate a lot of cash, and that really helped their score. Alaska, though, also has its own set of pension problems as well. So these rankings, you know, the rankings are one thing, but it's definitely important to, like, look into the underlying numbers underneath them all. Florida, on the other hand, they're a state that ranked pretty well in all of the categories. Both long-term and short-term, they're doing relatively well compared to some of the other states country.
We're talking to Adam Millsap. He's a research fellow for the State and Local Policy Project at George Mason University, specifically the Mercatus Center. All right, so what, like Nevada, is that gaming revenues? Or how much of this is on the expenditure side of things? Let's go there. Are these obligations you have, are those also factor into this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the data we use is from each state has these comprehensive annual financial reports. They're CAFRs for short, is the acronym. And every state has to report this, and it's basically like an accounting statement. So it has revenues, it has expenses, it has, you know, long-term obligations. So we tried to take all of the pertinent data from that, from these 300 plus page reports that all these states release, and try to put it into a form that a lot of people could easily wrap their heads around. So we don't really know exactly where, like, the revenue is coming from. There's, like, different line items, but it's not so narrow that it says, like, gaming revenue or something like that.
You know, the couple on here, Texas is only number 16, which surprises me. I thought they'd be higher up.
You know, like I said, Texas is doing fairly well. Again, you know, a lot of these states, you think they might be higher, but they have their own set of issues and stuff when it comes to things like, you know, cash on hand. Like, Texas is doing pretty good there, but they don't have a huge surplus of a rainy day fund and things like that. And so it all just depends on how these things, when the ranking comes out. But one thing to take away from this is that wherever the states are, none of the states are doing great. That's an important message to take out of this study, is that even though you might be number 1 or 10 or 10, 15 or whatever, all of the states have some problems that they could fix.
The a couple just interesting ones that show up. And by the way, if you want to see it, just go to Mercatus.org. That's Mercatus.org. Okay, Texas. Okay, you know, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with geography or the region of the country you're in. You have New Hampshire, number 20. Meanwhile, next door, Vermont is number 36. So, I mean, I guess your region doesn't necessarily make a difference. Although, if you look at the map that's in this report, you will notice that primarily the north central states tend to be doing better than do states all over the country.
Yeah, so regions aren't a huge thing. They definitely have spread out. So, you know, like you said, Alaska's number one. It's way in the Pacific Northwest, and then Florida's number six, way in the Southeast. But there are some kind of, there are some patterns. The states in the Northeast tend to be ranked lower on average than the states in the Southeast, for example. The Plain states seem to be doing a little bit better than, say, the Midwest. So there are a few regional patterns, but like you said, it doesn't, your region is not defining how you rank in this study for sure.
So, okay, we have this information, we have this interview. So now what do we do? What would you recommend from the Mercatus Center? Do you put out policy, or do we just need to take a look at it and try and get ourselves up to heaven forfend number 42?
So Mercatus Center, we do have a lot of other policy studies that make recommendations for how states, and this particular study is more of a diagnostic, just a descriptive study of letting people know where their state is. But we have other research on our website that your listeners are, we'd love to have them go check it out, that has some policy recommendations about what states can do for pension reform, for example, things like moving towards a defined contribution plan rather than a defined benefit plan, which is what most states still have in place, and is part of the reason why they're having these pension issues that they're having.
All right. And by the way, when you do go to Mercatus.org, you can download, if you really want the deep information, you can go to download PDFs if you have that. Hey, listen, it's sad, and yet it's nice to talk to you at the same time. Adam, thank you much for being on.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed talking with you.
All right, brother.